You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition. Shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry. The home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. We've showcased this great organization on our show several times over the years, important work that they're doing here. I always learn an awful lot about the industry and all that when we have our conversation. So I'm looking forward to having a new face from the organization on the show today.
They are always relevant for our audience. So this will be a great conversation.
It will be. We're joined this morning by Amelia Godfrey. She is the program manager for the Earthcraft program at South Face. Amelia, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Is ours. Our audience is certainly familiar with South Face, and frankly, they're familiar with Earthcraft. But before we get into that, Amelia, take a quick second. Tell us a bit about you and your background.
Okay, so I've been with South Face for almost 10 years now, and I started with our training programs. So we were working with the Department of Energy weatherization program, which provides energy efficiency upgrades in low-income housing. It's very
interesting,
fun work.
Yeah, I bet.
And so we were training professionals to go into these homes and help identify ways to make them more energy efficient and also sort of safer as well. And from there, I kind of transitioned over to the Earthcraft program. So my background was with residential structures, so predominantly single family, but also multifamily, and just sort of helping inform builders and contractors, but also homeowners on how to make these homes more efficient and also healthier.
Great stuff.
So for our listeners who might not know what South Face is, will you give just a quick, 30,000 foot level of who is South Face?
So South Face is a nonprofit based in Atlanta. We started in 1978, and the emphasis within our work is on helping architects and designers and building owners and city governments improve efficiencies across all of these different types of developments. So efficiency in transit or efficiency in design or through sort of citywide decisions. And so we have a pretty broad spectrum of work that we do. So everything from sort of small single family buildings all the way up to kind of working with cities. So the emphasis has always been around sort of strengthening communities through this sort of holistic approach to how we interact with the built environment.
Am I understanding correctly? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. Guide me in the right direction if I'm off a bit. But as I understand it, it's not just about building something new efficiently. It's looking at older structures, really older structures, and still being able to go in there and affecting change within that existing structure and improving that efficiency. That's part of the work too, yeah?
Absolutely. That's one of the biggest opportunities The most efficient thing you can do is reuse something that was already built. So not just taking a new lot of land and making it perfect, but also taking the existing infrastructure and finding ways to either improve it where it needs to be improved, but also enhance what's already there that's working. So again, it's from a home all the way up to a city. Mm-hmm. There's always work to be done.
Well, I recall some of the stories we talked about on the show with various guests, some impressive structures that people would know and recognize.
Right.
Some of the neat things that have been done to improve them. So really, really exciting stuff. All right. So the Earthcraft program, which is what you're the program manager of. So tell us about that and what its mission and purpose is.
So Earthcraft is a sort of small, looking at it from very simply, it's a certification program. So a building owner or a building designer will enter into the program and say, I want to build Earthcraft. And they will design and then construct and then verify the structure meets Earthcraft. And so it's either we have certifications for single family, multifamily, commercial, and then community wide. And so that's kind of its simplest definition. It's also a standard. So everything from how do we train builders on how to do the best practice for designing and then installing everything from framing, insulation, air sealing, everything, to sort of how we influence the discussion around what is energy efficiency and what is comfort and what is healthy in the built environment.
So what's new in 2019 with Earthcraft?
So Last year, we did a pretty significant update to the Earthcraft House program.
Mm-hmm.
We really kind of rethought how it works from a builder perspective, and then also how it kind of works from a homeowner perspective. So just sort of how we talk about it. One of the biggest things we did was we reworked the entire structure so that builders have an easier way of understanding what they need to do in order to build to Earthcraft, and also redesigned it so that if someone wants to learn more about it, they know nothing about it, they can more easily understand the benefits of the program. So we've been, you know, that was last year, but it takes a while to get that knowledge out there. So we're still sort of continually working on that. And then this year, one of the exciting things we're working on is with our sustainable preservation program. That is a program for historic buildings. And we are working with the Georgia Trust on a worksheet that is specific to single family homes. So if you have a historic home, or you have a home in a historic district, or you just have an older home and you want to preserve those features, but you also want to make it more efficient, you can use that guideline and participate in that program to say, yeah, I have a historic home, so I did historic preservation, but I also made it more efficient. So that's why it's called sustainable preservation.
Well, that's sort of what that's sort of what we were talking about earlier about taking these old structures and these big buildings, not a single family home, but you know, making them more efficient and safer and all that. So exciting stuff. All right, Amelia, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Hi there, I'm Ty Pennington. I've been in construction for a long time, and I can promise you this. You can trust a Jackson EMC Right Choice home to be designed and built to the highest standards. The thorough inspection process has quality control built right in, which means savings and comfort for you. It's all part of Jackson EMC's promise. Energy efficient homes guaranteed. Ask your Jackson EMC representative for complete warranty terms and conditions.
And we're back with Amelia Godfrey with South Face.
Why should home buyers look for an Earthcraft house when they're buying and looking?
Yeah, so our energy code in Georgia is pretty good, but you can always be better. And so Earthcraft has a very high standard just for efficiency. So you know that if, and everyone kind of cares about their monthly bills. So if you want to make sure that if you want, you know, a five bedroom, five bathroom house, or a smaller two bedroom, one bathroom house, you want it to be as affordable as possible to maintain and operate. And then sort of more importantly to me is that Earthcraft has really strong standards for health and safety. So if you're concerned, and I think most people are concerned about the air that they breathe or the environment that they live in, Earthcraft has criteria that are above code to help ensure that you and your family are not just kept safe by the structure, but also that you're aware of how it was designed and constructed to be safer for you.
Well, see, it kind of goes to this. We were having this little discussion before we started to record. There seems to be, I don't know if confusion is the right word, but there's a lot of different terms that are related to this, like Energy Star and LEED ratings and all that. I worry that the buying public doesn't really understand the difference between them and maybe wraps them all as the one same thing. Yeah, I guess conceptually it's in the same discussion, but they're all a little bit different, right? Can you walk us through some key difference between those programs and why, to kind of almost re-ask Carol's question, you would want to consider Earthcraft?
Of course. And so it's kind of interesting because all the programs and all the people that work with the programs are very collaborative.
Oh, sure.
So there is a certain layer of the baseline standards are pretty similar. One of the things that makes Earthcraft different is that we require our builders to go through a certain level of training. So we are a builder-focused program. So as opposed to other programs that would just have a professional come out and just do the inspections, we actually have, if you're a builder and you want to build an Earthcraft product, you have to go through training so that you are also aware of what the program expects and also what these people are going to be inspecting for.
So if I'm a builder, I want to build an Earthcraft home, right? Because that's probably going to be, give me some extra marketing pop in a crowded, competitive marketplace. I could probably sell the house for more because it's a more quality home, more efficient. It's easier to sell it because I can say to the buyer, you're getting a quality home as you're getting a safer home. Am I on the right path?
Yeah, and that's what we've found through some of our own research of mm-hmm. the program was that these homes they sell faster, they sell for slightly more than the homes that they're, you know, in the same community. Mm-hmm. So there is that sort of overall quality benefit. And then there's also just the knowledge that anything that's verified by an independent third party is that even more closely ensured that it is going to be a quality product. So buying a home is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make in your life.
Right.
You want to make sure that it exceeds the minimum standards.
Well, and as you said at the top half of the show, one simple way to think about the EarthCraft program is a certification program. So a builder is not answering a 3-question online quiz to get the certification. This is a serious, comprehensive process that they have to earn this distinction, right?
Yeah, it's a commitment. I'd say, you know, they come out of their busy day to come to a training, and they have to pass a test, and they have to... We do quality assurance on mm-hmm. their projects. So it's definitely more than just building to code.
Yeah.
Right. How many builders participate in the program, and how would our listeners, you know that they build EarthCraft and find them to look at their homes?
So we've got about, last count, and this is very specific because I looked it up this morning, but 127 builders.
Wow.
Okay. It's a pretty big group.
It's more than I thought.
Yeah. And they're all over the state, and they build all over. And you can find them on our website, earthcraft.org. Okay. We have a list on our, and there's a map and then also just a list, obviously a very long list, but that's how you can find them if you're just looking for a generic builder. And then if people are, you know, looking for someone to build a home for them, they can always ask. Right. So that's definitely, this is an approachable program. You don't have to go through a whole year worth of training right. for this. It's 1 day of class.
And then, okay. That's
but
neat.
as you talked about earlier, that's an important investment to make. I mean, looking at doing some research on EarthCraft, and we don't have time to go into all of it, but there's a lot of different expanded offerings that we could talk about. I mean, so it's just more than a single family home, right?
Yes, we started with single families. That's kind of our comfort zone.
Sure,
but we've got a multifamily program. We have a light commercial program for commercial buildings that are 50,000 square feet or less. We have our sustainable preservation program, which is for pretty much any. So it's commercial, multifamily, and single family residential. And then we have a communities program for, if you think about some of these intentional communities that are doing homes and work, you know, workspaces, and even some of them have schools and wellness mm-hmm. centers mm-hmm. in them, they can participate in that program as well.
All right. Well, Amelia, we are about out of time. So a couple of admin steps here. So before I let you go, should anyone want to contact you direct with any questions, how do they find you? Where do they learn more about the EarthCraft program? And also, if they want to get more into South Face, where do they go?
So you can find me through South Face. So I think my email's on the website, but I'll throw it out there. It's pretty easy. It's just agodfrey@southface.org. And you can also find EarthCraft. We have our own website. It's earthcraft.org. You can also find EarthCraft through South Face. And just getting more involved with South Face, you know, we have a monthly Sustainable Atlanta Roundtable that we host every month, where we bring in people to talk about sort of the environmental issues of the day, which is exciting. You can learn more about, it's called SART. You can learn more about that SART through South Face's website. And then we have a variety of educational offerings that are all, you can find out about all of them through South Face's website as well.
And the certification program, I suspect, can be found there as well.
Yes, all of it. So earthcraft.org if you're a homeowner or a home builder, and then southface.org if you just want to get more involved with South Face's events.
Got it. All right. Amelia Godfrey, the program manager for the EarthCraft program at South Face. Amelia, great pleasure to have you. Thanks again for stopping by and joining us.
Thanks.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schneck. It's all the time we have for today. Thank you for tuning in and listening, and we'll look forward to seeing you again right here next week. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog, and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denim Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans.
Denim Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.